From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama flies to Cuba. Mr. Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to travel to Cuba in almost 90 years. He will cap his visit with a direct address to the Cuban people, outlining a vision for the future U.S.-Cuba relationship. Upon arrival, the president and his family were greeted by a small Cuban delegation headed by Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez. The lawyer defending Europe's most wanted terrorist suspect, Salah Abdeslam, says he will sue French prosecutors for releasing confidential information regarding the investigation. Sven Mary also said Saturday his client is cooperating with Belgian police, but will fight extradition to France. Turkey is blaming a militant from the Islamic State group for a suicide bombing in Istanbul Saturday that killed four people and wounded dozens. Turkey's interior minister says the attack was carried out by a Turkish citizen born in a province bordering Syria. He said the suspected bomber was also killed in the attack, was not on the Turkey terrorist watch list. Riot police in the Republic of Congo fired tear gas at opposition supporters after polls for the country's presidential election closed Sunday. Dozens of heavily armed police chased away people gathered outside polling stations in the capital, Brazzaville, as the vote count began. Longtime leader Denis Sassou Nguesso is expected to extend his three-decade rule. Voters in Niger voted for president Sunday. Incumbent Mamadou Issoufou is in line to win the runoff after his opponent was flown out of the country from jail for medical reasons. The opposition called a boycott of the election. This is VOA News.